it's nice to know that some things, no matter how long they go by, never change. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. We're back, and I know some of you missed us on Twitter, but you know what? We never go anywhere. We're just
on
like
Twitter?
Most.
They yeah, missed us on Twitter.
People on Twitter were like, "I missed the Kind of Funny
Morning
Show."
Oh, they were saying they missed us.
They were saying that.
Yeah, right? I saw a little bit
because
on the
they
Reddit
watch.
As well.
They wait for my tweet every morning.
Yeah,
and they see it. They go, "Oh my God, I can
that's
be alive."
That's what they're waiting for. They're
I
not actually waiting
today.
For the Twitch stream. They're waiting for Nick's whatever bullshit Nick's going to say on Twitter.
What
to
did
get
I say today?
Here.
What did I say today? Kevin, go to my Twitter and take a look. It's amazing. I probably misspelled a bunch of shit, including the channel name. It doesn't matter. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Welcome. Good morning, and welcome back to the Kind of Funny Morning. That's my Instagram. Welcome. Oh, Schmiegen. That's a little Schmiegen right there.
Show him Schmiegen.
Oh go back God. To the. Go back to my. Hey, there's too many things
Lord,
happening.
There's a lot happening.
Jesus. I don't think we can show that on.
What? Oh God! Click on. Let's cue these up. I want to see this first.
Oh God!
I mean, it looks like porn that I accidentally stumbled across, but that I'm like, well, no one's watching.
Show him.
And then I watch that porn.
Which one? The dog?
Show him the porn first. Don't show him the dog.
Show him.
That's gonna make Nick look really weird.
Show him what real men look like. There it is, right there. Ladies there and gentlemen, go. That is Greg Miller and our dear, dear friend, Anthony Gallegos.
He's standing right over there. He's going to be on Kind of Funny Games Daily.
Anthony, you've lost a ton of weight. You look fantastic. Come sit and show us your sexy body.
Show us that
sexy body. I wouldn't say sexy body, but...
Look at you,
take
man.
Take it off. Take it off.
Almost kiss. Almost kiss. Almost, bud.
I can't.
ladies and gentlemen, good morning. Welcome to the Kind of Funny Morning Show for Monday, November 27th. It is almost December, but Christmas has already started.
Almost
and I love it.
December.
Almost December.
Almost December.
No!
I missed you, Andy.
That's sacrilege.
I missed you the most. I gotta be honest with you.
Miss you too.
We'll get to it later, but I watched Coco, and maybe that's racist. I don't know. But there was a Greedo in it, so it reminded me of you.
It's funny, by the way, if anyone, we're gonna talk about Coco later as our deep dive topic, but I just want you to know if you're going to go see Coco between now and then, just view it as maybe it's Kevin's origin story.
No,
I just want everyone to think that.
It's not Kevin's origin story.
You think it's Andy's origin story?
Well, it's definitely not Kevin's. I'll tell you that much.
I have no musical talent.
No musical talent.
He sings like a nightingale. I just want everyone to know that.
Yes.
No? All right.
No.
If you guys are new to the show, by the way, if this is your first time, you're like, you know what? I had Thanksgiving, and I just want to wash my palate clean with a morning show. Well, welcome. We do this show every day, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. It is a live show. You can be in the chat with us. You can be telling us how horribly insensitive we are right now, just like so many people are. The LHZ says squish, squish. I don't know what that means.
Squish, squish.
But it means it's amazing. If you guys don't have time to watch this live or if you're in a different time zone, don't worry. We put this up on YouTube each and every day as well over at Kind of Funny, youtube.com/kindoffunny. Of course, if you're here in the chat, you can be talking to us or you can be a subscriber, which is awesome. We love you guys. You guys are the chosen few. How do you subscribe? Well, if you got Amazon Prime, you get one free Twitch Prime subscription that you get to give away. It's super, super easy, as I proved 2 weeks ago when I subscribed to FM3's channel. That's right. That's Fran Mirabella. And each and every month, we are going to subscribe to someone else's channel to prove that it's so easy. It's so easy that even us dipshits can do it.
I love how Nick started that off by asking, now, how do you subscribe? Which kind of like just makes sense because no one doesn't know how to subscribe. But now we
do. I do know how to subscribe because you know why? Because I have people.
You do have people.
I have people. One of which is Joey Noel. And Joey was like, Nick, and she literally grabbed my hand and like put it on the mouse and was like, this is how you do it. And I was like, that's great. Of course, today's show is sponsored and brought to you by Dollar Shave Club. We'll get to that during the, when we do a giveaway. We do a giveaway each and every day, and I'll tell you how to win those. Before we go into some stories, which are going to be, we got a little Aquaman news today. We got a little Rotten Tomatoes news, another movie scored 100%. Well, it's a movie that scored 100% on it, which is very rare. I wanted to go into that
I
a little bit.
What it is,
and it's very strange. And then, of course, we're going to go into
Justice League fix itself somehow.
No, it did not. Mm. Justice League still kicking it around, if I'm not mistaken, around the 40%.
Are we still doing the picture of the dog?
And we are going to do the picture of the dog in a second. We get to that right now.
Okay.
We get to that right now. We're free flow right now. We're free flow.
Free flow.
Bring up the picture of the dog. This is my other nephew. His name is Kona.
Okay.
Like a coffee bean. Gotcha. Kona Coffee Bean is his full name. I thought I don't like that name.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like a Carl. With a K.
He does kind of look like
so
a Carl.
So I call him Carl.
Okay.
And he is the cutest thing
does
on the planet.
Does he respond to it?
He does, actually.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Because I think for the longest time he lived with another. He's he's my wife's youngest sister's dog. But for a while, the dog jumped from place to place and was over to my wife's middle sister's house, and they took care of it for a while. So they called it Carl because they thought it was hilarious. Because I think, because when I start, when I name things,
yeah,
it's just right.
Got it. Okay, right? So they only called it because of you. They didn't also, they weren't inspired to call it Carl.
They just think it's funny, and then I go like this, shoot the glass. Okay. It's like Carl from Die Hard.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's Die Hard season, everybody.
It's welcome, Die Hard season.
A couple housekeeping things before we jump into the news. Of course, our dear, dear friend Andrew Renee is, oh, there's my tweet. Let's go to that real quick. The morning show is back. Come burn off some of those Thanksgiving calories by watching me and activity at Tim Gettys on your screen. Twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. I nailed it.
I liked your donut whirlpool.
Look at that.
I really want
Well, you know, I searched long and hard for that.
Yeah. What did you do to get to this?
Calories. Thing? I just typed calories in the gift finder.
Hey, that's a pretty good gift for calories.
There it is. Back to Andrew Renee, of course. She has been nominated for Trending Gamer. The time, the clock is ticking.
It is.
It is fucking ticking. Okay, mm-hmm. We only have another week and a half, I think, or mm-hmm. 2 weeks.
Now, good news, that means that you have almost 14 days to vote, because every single day you can vote for Trending Gamer.
Every day counts. Renee. Here's what you thought. You're like, hey, I got better shit to do today. You don't.
You don't.
Take 5 minutes out of your day, Google it, and try to figure out where you can vote for Trending Gamer, and then go vote for Andrew every day.
If you literally just Google Trending Gamer vote and then click on her picture, you voted. And it'll take approximately 10 seconds.
Oh, is that how that works?
Yeah.
That's really cool. Look at that. I should start voting.
Yeah, you should. You should. Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Each, you know what I'm going to do right now? Here we go. Ready?
You know Trending what I do? I just have a
Gamer Award.
A reminder?
Chrome open. I have Chrome open. And once a day, I go to Chrome on my phone. And it's like, oh, yeah, there it is.
What do you have to Google for? Fuck that up.
How did you fuck that up?
Trending Gamer Vote.
We just said how easy it was, Nick.
I put Award Vote, and it didn't come up. Trending Gamer Vote. There you go.
Yep. Boom. And you just click on it.
Fuck you, C9 Shroud.
Yeah, switched. It's a whole
thing. Oh, fucking hell. Right. I'll do it later. What else? Oh, you got.
I don't know. Let me know.
Pimp the store thing.
The store thing?
On
right now on kindoffunny.com/store. It's Cyber Motherfucking Monday or something. I don't know. We didn't make it up. It's a Rooster Teeth thing. They kind of did it, but I don't care.
It was a sale.
25% off everything. So that's pretty damn cool. Kevin, can you show the beautiful people what they can get?
I'm going.
I'm excited about this. I love this part of the year when we just get to take all the cool shirts we sell and mark them down and sell them
for us.
Anyway, oh, you get that party mode shirt for $18.71. That seems arbitrary, but it's not.
It's 25% off.
That is 25% off.
there you go, man. Get fucking excited. Get hyped. Cyber Monday. Do some stuff, do some things.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. And then, of course, there is a PSX community event scheduled all throughout. They're scheduled for PSX, which is coming up. You can check out those events on the Kind of Funny Facebook group, Reddit forums, yada, yada, yada. Also, there's a Portillo's meetup on Sunday of PSX, but that's down in San Diego. So you got to check that out.
Right now, I want to do a bit of a reveal, Nick.
Yeah. Oh.
Kevin, can you show the people the 2017 Kind of Funny holiday picture?
Give me 1 second. I didn't have that queued up.
Because what's cool about this, Nick, is the fan mail tier.
Yeah.
This month.
We've been killing it on the fan mail tier.
We have.
I'm cool, really proud of our fan mail.
Can you grab one of those things from that box over there? Let me show you. If you guys were wondering, hey, maybe I should back you guys in the fan mail tier. I don't know what's going on. Well, this was the perk last month.
Ignore it.
This is what we, Jesus Christ.
Ignore it.
This is what we gave away last month. A Team Fat apron. Look at that, boom, they're all printed. You guys, if you were nice enough to back us at that tier, you're gonna get one of these bad boys.
Very soon.
Next month, rather this month, for next month, is going to be our annual holiday card drawn by one Panda Musk.
Panda Musk, the artist you know and love.
I'm gonna try to open it, but there is a pretty big chance it's gonna open up behind you guys right now. So
fine, even better. If I have to see two of my faces, great. He draws me so perfectly.
All right, here we go, ready, I'm gonna show it.
Oh,
there you go.
I fucking love it.
I assume are we signing these? Did we talk about that? Or are we just signing
Yeah. We'll sign these and.
Are we signing the front? I don't want to ruin that art.
No, we'll sign the back.
And then we'll send them out to everybody at the Patreon fan mail tier level on patreon.com/kindoffunnygames or /kindoffunny. You only can get this in the next couple days, though, because once November's over, it's over.
So
that's what they say, right?
There you go. Yes, once it's over, it's over.
I look in this picture. I look as happy as I feel always. It's pretty great.
The only inconsistency with this picture,
mm-hmm.
okay, is that I'm the one holding the drink, and no one else is drinking.
Well, maybe that drink,
which is maybe I'm just holding it for Joey.
Maybe
is that what you're saying?
No. Well, yeah, she's writing something down, so that makes sense.
It makes sense.
Look at her try to read.
She can
drunk.
Read.
No, she's drunk though.
I like cool Greggs. And the Kind of Mary.
Yeah. A lot of detail.
Oh, I like that a lot. I love that.
Did you guys notice the little panda?
Oh, he hides it and everything. That's great.
Anyway, give a shout out to Panda Musk on Twitter as well, because he is amazing and a fantastic.
He's awesome. Aww. He does this. We probably gave him one day to do this, and he did it. And he knocked it out. Tim.
Yes.
Let's go into some fun news.
Let's get into it.
First news story today, we have some promo art from the up-and-coming Aquaman movie. Have you seen this? This is actually the cast drawn as the characters. So if you're looking at that, that is, in fact, Jason Momoa in the middle, Amber Heard to the left.
And who's to the left of her?
To the left of her is Johnny Five.
Mm-hmm. That is Johnny Five. But then what about all the way to the left?
That guy right there is Prince McGonagall. He is actually, yeah, it's funny because he's actually related to Professor McGonagall from the Harry Potter movie. Why did I bring those up? Because they were playing Warner all Brothers. Weekend. They're great.
Right.
And then on the far right of that is Sharktooth McGillicuddy.
Okay.
That's Sharktooth McGillicuddy.
Yep.
And then on the right of him is Black Manta.
There you go.
So, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So we actually have all those. But fun to note, that's actually Nicole Kidman drawn as the Queen of Atlantis.
That's
Queen
dope Atlantia. As fuck.
So that's pretty cool. That's Amber Heard, of course. We saw Amber Heard a little bit in Justice League, and I was like, cool.
I don't like this picture.
You don't like it at all?
Well, it's weird. I mean, I feel like it's kind of stylistically inconsistent, and what's up with the black thumbprint on the side?
Oh, I think someone took a picture of it, and that's a shadow. Okay. This is like a picture of this promo art. Yeah.
That makes it a little bit better.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm like, this is
fucking
weird.
No, it's not stylistic. I'm sure we'll see it in digital form at some point.
Cool.
I'm assuming this is going to be some of the poster art, or maybe this is just a comic that's coming out. I don't know.
Mm.
This is a Reddit thing, so who the hell knows? Yeah. But that's that. Tim, scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you for the Aquaman movie?
I mean, I'm interested to see how they're going to do it.
Right.
I didn't really like how the swimming looked in Justice League. And
it was
I thought it was interesting that they had to do
that's
a lot of those weird things with the making bubbles so they can talk to each other.
Right.
So I'm interested in how they're going to handle that in the movie.
Right.
I don't know.
It's like how I imagine that's how Kevin swims. That's how fast he swims.
No, it was not how fast he swims.
Does he swim slow but beautifully, like a
Kevin,
Cadillac
no,
going down the road?
Kevin's faster.
He's
Aquaman.
Faster.
Kevin in water, we've talked about this, Nick, but Kevin is faster in the water than he is anywhere else.
We have a clip somewhere of him.
In the water.
In the water.
It's not true. Swimming, though.
Not swimming, drowning. Kind of funny life, too.
Mostly, more like floating,
I was
actually.
Floating. I was just kind of there. Pretending to be a sunfish, and I
a
did
manatee,
very
a manatee, I think? Oh, no, what was it? Was it a sunfish?
Yeah,
oh, my God! Look at that fucking thing.
Yeah. Right.
Remember that fun clip? We drove into the ground
we
for
still,
a while.
We still do it every once
do
in a while.
Do we?
Yeah.
That's great.
Fuck, what was I saying? Oh, but I'm most interested in this movie because of James Wan. I like James Wan.
Mm-hmm. James Wan did
director.
Which he, Fast and Furious?
Furious 7.
7? Okay.
Yes.
He also did those horror movies, right? Mm-hmm. Did he have a series?
Insidious.
Like Insidious, that's what it was.
Oh, Insidious are fun.
Okay, well, I mean, you know, I'm about as excited for that as I am for every Warner Brothers movie that's coming out. Or every DC, I should say, movie that's coming out. Some Warner Brothers movies are good. But DC, I will give shit until they make something good. Next news story. This is interesting. My wife wanted to see this movie this weekend, so I looked up the score on Rotten Tomatoes.
Interesting.
And it's at 100%.
Lady Bird. We talked about this last week. Joey Noel and Gia went to go see this.
How was it? Did they like it?
Fantastic.
It's
they
supposed to be
it.
Really good. This is, I forget the Greta Gerwig. I think is her name.
Gerwig, Gerson, whatever.
She's an actress, and this is her first, I think this is her directorial debut, or maybe not.
And the crazy thing.
I should look that up, actually. I think she may have directed something
so
before this.
So this is the story of a girl growing up at a...
This is the story of a girl.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't like how Andy can just come in and come out. We have to sit here all fucking hour. Why don't you just stand there?
It's the story of a girl growing up in a Sacramento all-girls school. And what's interesting about it is... The school they're going to is Curran's fiance Shari's school.
Oh, interesting.
And it's the rival school to Joey Noel's school.
What?
So Joey
this
Noel,
is the story of a girl.
Of Joey.
It is Joey's story.
Rival school.
So she did direct something before this, but she directed something in 2008 called Nights and Weekends. This is her, I guess, this is going to be a breakout film for her because anything, it's getting ridiculous reviews. People are like, this is just a great movie, great cast. I can never say this person's name. Saoirse Ronan, I think is how you say it. Mm-hmm. Saoirse?
Saoirse.
I say that? How do you say that? Saoirse Ronan?
Man, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's her name.
There's too many vowels, dude. A-O-I in a row?
S-A-O-I-R-S-E.
There you go.
A-O-I.
And of course, Laurie Metcalf's in it. Laurie Metcalf, of course, who played Aunt Jackie in Roseanne.
There you go.
She's awesome. So I can't wait to see this. I was going to see this weekend, but we just plum ran out of energy.
Saoirse.
Saoirse?
Saoirse.
Shorsha. I'm going to say Cersei. I'm just going to call her Cersei because she reminds me of Cersei.
Anyway, this
the
is
game.
Great that it's getting these reviews. So this I is my opted out of seeing this movie, and now I feel like a jackass.
I now want to see this movie because I've never, ever, ever seen something that's gotten a 100% on Rotten Tomatoes before. That is pretty fascinating.
Yeah, you have, and then it changes.
Of course,
that's the thing. Is there's a lot of times like this will change.
Of course, it'll go down.
169 though reviews that are given into that.
So then I go like this. Wow, there's 100%. Then I look down and I'm like, the average rating is 8.9 out of 10 out of 169 reviews. It's fresh, zero rotten. And then I look at all those and go, I don't know how Rotten Tomatoes works.
Mm-mm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Because to me, that's not mathematically possible. It's at 100%, right? And so I looked it up, and it turns out, of course, in typical Nick fashion, I have no fucking idea how Rotten Tomatoes works, and I've been thinking that it's wrong the entire time. You've talked about it before as it not being an aggregate. It's more of a watch or don't watch kind of thing, and that is actually how it supposedly it goes. So this is a story that I Googled.
I've talked about this a million times.
Andy has literally stopped.
Yeah, but I didn't know how they actually came to that conclusion. I didn't know mathematically how they did it.
I feel like Andy's stopped everything and been like, "Hey guys, this is how it works," and then talked for 5 minutes.
How does it work?
Four times.
I don't know how it works.
For sure,
it's 140 characters.
Well, here's how we're gonna explain this. This comes from MTV.com. This is the first thing I Googled. This is the reason that came up. This is a story that's 3 years ago, but it says Rotten Tomatoes has built an express lane for finding out whether a movie sucks or will change your life. The service has become the standard for critical opinion now that there are thousands of movies reviews published every week and without celebrity voices like Roger Ebert around anymore, yada, yada, yada. But those percentages and the tomato icons may not mean what you think. This is under the section of understanding the meter. To calculate a tomato meter percentage, the site rounds up reviews by critics who have been approved based on a set criteria. Tomato meter. According to a rep for the site, critics designate whether their reviews are considered positive, fresh, or negative, rotten. And in cases where it's most difficult to tell, the Rotten Tomatoes editorial staff reaches out to critics for clarification. The number of positive reviews is then divided by the total number of write-ups considered, and then you get the movie's tomato meter rating. So, that makes sense for this because this one didn't get any negative reviews. Every single person says, hey, this is fresh. But it is misleading because not all of those reviews were 100%, if that makes sense.
Got it.
They weren't all 10 out of 10s. The average rating is still... So what you should go on is probably the average rating versus the tomato meter itself, if that makes sense. So the average rating, this is really realistically is scoring about an 89% out of 100.
So Guardians of the Galaxy, 92% fresh, but average rating,
7.7 out of 10, which... There you go.
I still think it's 100% of critics are saying this is a movie you should watch.
100% of critics are saying this is it. Yes, this is a movie that is better than it is worse.
And those scores can range from 6.5 to 10.
Fresh to not fresh.
Right. It has to score at least the 60% to be considered fresh, which is what this article goes on to say. So that kind of makes sense.
I guess. No, it makes total sense. I think that's. That makes sense in my mind.
Who cares? Go watch Lady Bird. It's getting good reviews.
Apparently,
that's really the sum of the parts of this story.
I wish someone had tried to explain that to me for the last year and a half of his employment here. I wish they had, but no one did it as good as MTV.com.
I mean, Do you understand me? Andy read that and then
Kevin P. Sullivan. On MTV.com is a hero.
He is a hero.
Is he still working there? I don't know.
Because this article is from 2014.
And that's where we're at, ladies and gentlemen. But Kevin P. Sullivan, if you by chance are one of the best friends out there, you get my shout out today. For PS,
shout
I love
you,
his best
Kevin
friend,
P.
XOXO.
Sullivan.
Boom. Boom.
Boom.
Dropping knowledge, dropping love. This next news story is a little fun one. This is less a news story and just more a quote on Mark Hamill's really buying into this whole Luke Skywalker thing. And let me tell you, sometimes I disagree, and this is one of those things I disagree with. Mark Hamill was horrified. This comes from Hollywood Reporter. Mark Hamill was horrified how the Wampa scene turned out in Empire Strikes Back. If you remember, the Wampa is that big ass fucking snow.
Yeah.
The snow creature that gets his hand cut off.
Yeah.
Right? And Mark Hamill, this is what Mark Hamill has a problem with.
Okay.
Not the fact that he gets his hand cut off, or that he cuts off Darth Vader's hand. There's so many fucking people getting their hand cut off, but this is the hill he wants to die on.
The Wampa was innocent,
what's he saying?
He's saying, Well, I'll read the story. Star Wars fans who thought the Wampa arm amputation scene was a little much in the opening of The Empire Strikes Back are not alone. Mark Hamill also was not pleased with the moment. Over the weekend, Luke Skywalker actor revealed that he was under the impression during filming that the huge snow beast would be frightened off by the character's lightsaber. The graphic arm removal was too much, Hamill said to his enormous Twitter audience. He got on the topic when a Twitter user shared a severed Wampa arm cake for hashtag National Cake Day. There's too many fucking National Cake Days, by the way.
There's too many National Cake Days.
Every day can't be a National Something.
Every day is National Something.
Quote, when filming the scene, I was assured my lightsaber swipe toward the camera, creature not on set, would simply singe fur to scare him off. Horrified later, sorry, this is a Twitter quote, so of course it's all fucked up. Scare him off, dash. Horrified to later see amputation and unnecessary cruelty, Wampa was hungry, not evil. Luke would never do this. Hashtag still angry 27, Hamill tweeted. So let me get this straight. This is where we've got to as a society. An animal that's about to fucking eat you, mm-hmm. who hung you upside down in the ice,
yeah.
and is going to eat you alive, and you accidentally cut his arm off when you're trying to escape, and you're the bad guy.
I mean,
I think it was purposeful.
Yeah.
Oh, he definitely purposely did it.
No, I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, and so to defend yourself, you don't kill it. You just cut one of its arms off.
Singe it a little bit.
And you scare it off. And that's unfortunate.
I mean, I disagree with
Mark Hamill. Come on, Hamill.
Because he didn't train yet at that point. So he wasn't the good guy Luke we all know. He was still shooting the fucking rats and stuff.
He trained a little bit with Obi-Wan.
Yeah, well, he trained a little bit with a little fucking, like, that little bead bullshit-ass laser. He's all like, I can't see.
Use the force. I'm trying, dog, but I would still also like to use my eyes.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like the force and my eyes at the same time together equal a mega force.
Mega force.
And that's all I'm saying.
Mega force.
I think this is silly. It's just, who cares? It's not really it's a real
Twitter,
story.
A Twitter fucking reply turned
it's
into
just,
a headline.
It's one of those things, yeah, exactly. It's one of those things where I'm just like, why would they write this article up? Why does it need to be said? It's completely absurd, but I thought, why not? I'll just join in on this stupid joke.
Nick, what's up? We're like 2 weeks away from Star Wars.
We are.
Episode 8.
God. Potato Toes, it says Wampa Justice Warriors.
Good Lord.
That's amazing.
You're funny, kids.
We are very close to Star Wars.
We are.
Very excited. We got through Justice League.
We did.
We got over the hump that was Justice League.
Mm-hmm.
And
we
now,
were rewarded
going into that.
Handsomely.
Well, we had Thor, which was great. Mm-hmm. Thor gave us the juice to get through Justice League, and now we've got... We're rewarded at the end of every year with a Star Wars film, and that's just super duper fly.
Super duper fly.
We're going to go quickly into our deep dive topic, which we'll cover probably four mini topics in there. But I did want to remind everyone, if you want to give us a tip and talk to us directly, you can cue those bad boys up. And also, if you want to give us some cheers, you can do it that way. How does that work? It's just like the Rotten Tomato meter. Nobody fucking knows.
What's his name? Kevin P. Sullivan?
Kevin P. Sullivan.
He might know.
At mtv.com/news. If you could please tell us how cheers work on Twitch, we would really like that. But either way, cue those up. We'll be right back to that. In the meantime, Tim,
mm-hmm.
over the holiday break, we watched a lot of things.
Yes, we did.
You texted me this morning, hey, I watched Coco. I also watched Coco.
You did?
I did, because I went to we were trying to figure out what to watch as a family
uh-huh.
over Thanksgiving, and none of my wife's family, myself included, had seen Coco. Went to Rotten Tomatoes, it's at a 96. I was like, that's super high, even though
fresh.
I don't understand how any of this shit works.
Uh-huh.
This has to be good,
yeah.
right? So we were gonna see Thor. Everyone had already kind of seen it. Half the group had seen it. We were gonna see Justice League. 90% of the group was like, I don't wanna watch that movie. I was like, I can't really fight for this one. Coco was the concession that we made. And I gotta tell you, it was a good concession.
It was a damn good movie, man.
What'd you think of it?
I really, really, really enjoyed that movie. Pixar movies can be hit or miss.
Yeah.
For me, especially when you're talking about the sequels and stuff. Like some of the sequels, every once in a while you get the Toy Story 2 and 3, and it's
sure.
fantastic.
Boom.
Every once in a while you get a Cars 2, and it's not so good.
Did you watch Cars 3?
Every once in a while you get a Cars 3, which is like, it's pretty good.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
Right.
But then I feel like the new IP, the new franchise, whenever they put their best foot forward, with the exception of maybe The Good Dinosaur, I don't really like that one too much.
I haven't seen that one.
Sucked.
But.
Thanks, Kev.
Inside Out. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Up, fantastic. You start going back. Fantastic movies, right? Coco fell in line with a lot of these where when I see the trailer, I was like, I have no interest in this.
Zero.
But I'm like, I have faith because it's Pixar. And I was right to have faith because this was a joy to watch. I loved the visuals. I thought that the other world was super freaking cool.
Yeah.
I loved that the...
I love the spirit animals. I thought those were really,
really
cool.
The Greedo became a plot point.
Hell yeah, it did.
And that was their power. And it made me very fucking excited.
So yeah, we're gonna
he's
go.
He's a lot better than the main character.
You are a lot better than the main character. I initially was like, okay, we're just gonna watch it. It's gonna be a fun animated movie, right? The only criticism I have about this movie, and it's not even about the movie itself. It's about the 74-minute long short that happened before the movie.
Yeah.
Here's some facts for you guys. Here's some facts. So long.
No jokes, no exaggeration. This is something that happened. There is approximately 13 trailers for random talking animal CG movies.
One of which was Incredibles 2. What up?
Yeah, and one of which was fully in Spanish with subtitles.
I didn't have that.
Really? I'm like, who the fuck's the audience for this?
Spanish people.
Like really smart kids?
Maybe.
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
It was weird. You go through that, then all of a sudden, Pixar movies usually have a short in front of it. This one had a Frozen
Olaf.
Short.
It was Olaf's
the second
short.
Frozen short that they've done before movies and stuff. And it's like, all right, cool, we'll get into this. And they got to sell fucking songs and merch and shit.
I get it.
People Olaf's like Frozen.
Toys.
This thing was literally 20 minutes long.
Yeah.
Literally.
It's at that point, it's not a short anymore. It is a movie.
It was so long!
It was so long that, like, 20 minutes into it, I'm like, I'm gonna go get a Diet Coke refill. I was so fucking bored with it that I'm like, I gotta go get a Diet Coke. My wife, who hates animated movies to begin with, was like fucking groaning at this thing. She was like, how did you drag me to this? Not one, but two animated movies I have to sit through. And I'm like, well, I guarantee Coke was gonna be better. But at a certain point in the Frozen, what was it, Olaf's Adventure, or the Adventures of Olaf, Olaf gets lost in a forest?
Yeah, I
was
like, know.
What is happening? Now granted, some funny moments.
Some funny moments. Here's my thing, is this shit's getting a lot of hate. And it deserves
rightfully so.
Much of it.
Yeah.
But my thing is, I think by the end of it, it wraps up nicely. But man.
Oh, no, I left. First, I got a hot dog.
I'd say the last 5 minutes of it are legitimately good.
I left when he was getting chased by wolves.
Yeah, from there on, I think it's like, it's fine. They did a thing that, like, I'm going to spoil this for you because you don't fucking care. What I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
In the Frozen thing.
In the Frozen. I'm not spoiling Coco.
Okay.
There's a moment where all of a sudden it's like, there's all these shitty songs leading up to it, right? Where it's like, none of them are good.
Like, by the way, it's a short that has songs.
Dude, it has like six
multiple songs.
Multiple songs
in it.
But it hits a point where it goes to a throwback song that's kind of a mix of all the ones from the first movie. And I'm like, finally, this is something relevant and like interesting, kind of. And then they like retcon a bunch of shit and they do some Metal Gear Solid like Saw style flashbacks of like, remember those moments from the first movie? Well, here's a little scene afterwards. It's just like, holy crap, like they're actually doing this.
It literally felt like they took all these scenes from Frozen. Like, they had all these extra scenes from Frozen that were just left over, and they were like, let's put them together. And they were on the cutting room floor for a reason.
It really, like, it felt like a joke how long it was, but then once they started doing all the flashback stuff, like, literally.
Again, don't get me wrong.
Is the spoiler thing up?
Flashback, and then you see who killed Han.
Dude, no, it's like, so it's kind of like
that. And it wasn't Jason Statham, it was someone else.
The whole thing is Olaf.
The Rock killed Han?
The whole thing is Olaf trying to find a new tradition for the family to have.
For the family, right.
And the family doesn't have any traditions. Throughout it, Olaf fucks up a bunch of shit, and then the girls realize, we do have a tradition. The tradition is, every year, Anna used to draw a picture of Olaf and give it to Elsa. Did you see this?
No, I left again. I left. So
that's what they ended
up
finding out.
5 minutes before, I was like, I gotta get a hot dog. This is fucking boring shit.
And then what they did was, they showed scenes from the first movie of like when they first built Olaf, and it was like, then it shows another thing of like her drawing, and then it like cuts away to the knock, 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 the do you want to build a snowman? And it's like, after that, she slid a fucking picture to Elsa. It's like, they just kept doing it where she kept sliding pictures to Elsa in scenes we'd seen before.
That's just like harassment, actually.
It was just ridiculous.
That's a tradition so much as it is. Please stop doing that to me. Here's what I don't like about it. I thought at the end of it, the tradition was going to be that they just invited the whole town back to the thing, and they ended up throwing the thing that they should have thrown to begin with, and told everyone, hey, it's not a surprise. Come join us for a dinner or whatever.
Yeah.
Which would have been totally fine. But now that you're telling me that, I'm so glad I missed. I literally stood in line for 5 minutes to get a hot dog. Never been so happy in my life to do that.
Man, it was
like,
fucking weird.
I'm just relaxing.
It was
relaxing.
So weird. And like another thing that I know this is super late, and like, why am I fucking criticizing Frozen years later? But like, her ice powers just allow her to like create life and create light and create all. It's like, you have ice powers. How come you can make things fly?
Also, how can she can touch everything now? Remember before she had to wear gloves and shit, right?
Well, it's because she had to hide it. She was scared.
Oh, but now she can control it.
She's not like Rogue.
Morph.
Not bad. Anyway, we can take the spoilers thing off, Kev.
All right.
Because Coco was fantastic.
Yeah. Once we get through that, by the way, we're shitting on this short. If it had just been a standalone short, if I had just watched this on TV, I'd be like, oh, this is fine. But I wanted to get to Coco.
Yeah,
and we had already been in the theater for 45 fucking minutes.
Honestly,
at this point.
It was very egregious.
Holy crap. Very weird. Coco.
But Coco was fantastic. I thought it was a very fun story, and it was a very classic Pixar in the way that, like, the last third of the movie, I was just bawling. And it was like, the thing for me that is interesting is the plot is super predictable. Like, I would say about 15 minutes in, like, there's a character, and once I saw it, I'm like, I know exactly where this is going. Like, I lead over to G, I'm like, this is what's happening.
Yeah.
Despite that, it still got me. Every reveal they had, I was just like, oh,
it is, no! Yeah, it is. It is interesting because you watch these Pixar movies, and they have a team of people who just know how to put together a classic Hollywood script, right, where the story... Each of the ABC stories just wrap up perfectly. Exactly the way you want to, at the time they want you to. Yeah. The only critique I have of this movie is that the first act was really, really long.
There was
a lot of setup to get us to the point where he goes to the land of the dead, which I felt could have been cut. But I mean, you had to set up the world of the things and the day of the dead and all that stuff. And so at a certain point, I was like, this is cool, but when is the actual plot going to kick off? Like, when's he going to go to the land of the dead?
It does take a while, you're right.
It takes a little while. Again, I wasn't necessarily, like, disappointed with it. Had I not sat through 55 minutes of fucking Olaf beforehand, I'd have been like, this is really cool. But I was, because I could feel the general populace around me was, like, a little anxious to get kick in, I was like, let's get him fucking in the land of the dead.
Now, I will say the audience around me was a packed theater. First off, this movie's killing it.
Oh, mine was sold out.
Sold out.
Sold out.
Little kids everywhere, which I understand. Makes sense.
Yeah.
I loved watching this movie with kids.
Most
movies you don't want to
do. No.
These kids were so invested.
Oh,
there's this little boy next to me. Every single thing that happened, he was just like enthralled by. And like there's moments where like a character like falls off a cliff and there's everyone, no!
Yeah.
I'm just like,
it's so good.
They're so funny.
I mean, that's the great part about these Disney movies and these Pixar movies specifically, is that they really do manage to make something that appeals to all ages. Like the art style on this is stunning. Stunning.
Oh, yeah.
Like, even the normal world versus land, all of it was gorgeous. And then the use of color, all that stuff was amazing. But it legitimately, like, watching that movie with my family and having it be about family and having it be about how, like, especially for me, where it's, like, it's a nice reminder of, like, no matter what you're trying to achieve in life, like, family is the most important thing. And it's, and they can help you achieve that, you know, and the miscommunications and the media and all that stuff. It was just, I thought it was really, really well done.
It was
also
very well done.
Shout out to the music. I really liked the songs.
Fun.
I was like, this is cool.
Yeah.
The Land of the Dead stuff, where they, when they first go into it, the imagery in that was stunning.
Beautiful.
And
colors were so great. Yeah, I loved it. And I feel like, 'cause Pixar movies kind of known to be tearjerkers. And a lot of times it's very predictable. And like I was saying earlier, like, there was predictable moments for sure, but something I thought was cool about this movie is there wasn't like one, it's not like Up where I'm like, oh, when you're like, oh, I cried, it's the moment, everyone knows.
Yeah.
This has multiple moments. I feel like it's like a prolonged thing. There's not like one tearjerker scene. It's more just like a feeling you have in the last third of the movie.
Yeah, I mean, and it's very closely tied, in to me at least, with like just family in general, of like the dynamics of family and how, you know, every once in a while, no matter, you know, you can get into arguments with family, you can get into like parts where you're just not connecting, and then when you do finally come back and you do find that common ground, you're reminded of how important it is. And like, to me, like toward the end, the last few scenes of the movie, I was just like, I saw him fucking coming too. I fucking saw him coming.
There's no avoiding it,
dude. It's like a goddamn car or a garbage truck that is slowly rolling down the street on fire.
It's like that scene in Austin Powers.
And you have time to go get coffee, but no matter what, you're like, you forget about it, you come back and the fucking thing hits you, and you're like, damn it, I knew it was coming, I saw it. It is like that scene in Austin Powers, it's like, ah, and the thing just slowly rolls him over.
Yeah.
Man, it's so good though.
So go check it out. Go.
I think it's definitely worth a while. Again, this is another one of those movies that I was like, I'm not gonna watch this fucking movie, right? Just like inside out, I'm like, ah. And somehow I get drawn into watching it, and I'm like, oh, I'm reminded of how good these guys, how masterful these guys are at making movies.
These
men and women,
these people are
making movies.
Yeah.
So there it is.
John Lasseter, audible boo when his name came up.
Well, he's having some,
I was like, oh, damn.
Yeah, there's some new stories about him that'll come out that are unfortunate. Other things that I watched over the weekend, real quick, I watched The Hitman's Bodyguard.
Oh. Yeah, of course he did. Of course he did. And?
It is exactly the movie you'd think. Yeah. It's fun. The reason it's a fun movie is because it's fun to watch Ryan Reynolds and Samuel L. Jackson just hang out and talk shit to each other.
I buy it.
All the action scenes are well done. It's a well-made movie. But after the 50th person you see get shot, you're like, the plot is totally silly.
Yeah.
You know, Selma Hayek is hilarious in it because she plays his wife. And she's just completely outrageous and fun. Samuel L. Jackson's great. It's just fun watching Samuel L. Jackson do anything. And Ryan Reynolds is good in it as well. That's pretty much... And the girl that played Elektra Natchios is in it as well.
Oh, okay.
And that was fun.
Yeah.
But ultimately, should you rent this for $5 an hour, wait till it comes on Netflix? If you're bored, rent it. If you have patience, just wait. This is not one of those. It was between this or Valerian that I was going to watch over the weekend.
I want you to watch that and tell me what you think about it. I don't want to watch it myself.
It's not great.
I'm probably going to watch it over the weekend.
Valerian?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kevin sees everything. He's at MoviePass now.
I know. Well, that was a long
time. He sees every movie.
That was before MoviePass, but like, yeah. I really, really like Fifth Element. Mm. Like, it's one of my favorite movies of all time. And
this was supposed to be the spiritual successor to Fifth Element, right?
It's not.
Just not there. You know why? Two words. Corbin Dallas.
No.
Corbin Dallas.
No.
Lilu Dallas. Multipass.
There you go.
Dude, it didn't have Bruce Willis in it.
No, the biggest issue.
First off,
with that
Fifth Element. But Bruce Willis, Chris Rock, Mila Jovovich, Gary Oldman. Suck it, man. That is a fucking all-star cast. This one, it's got the kid from that one movie who was bad guy in Spider-Man.
Chronicle.
And then Cara Delevingne. And I'm talking shit about them like they're not both awesome. They're actually pretty both awesome.
Really cool.
That's why I thought this movie was gonna be cool. Then it has isn't Rihanna in it at
some
point?
Yeah, she's
Oh yeah, she is.
She's in it.
She's doing that, right?
It's
she's
just,
acting.
It does the thing where it's like, oh, it's a comic book movie, and people hate like backgrounds and
origins.
You know, origins.
Yeah.
So let's just not do that. Let's just do the second movie, and it like that doesn't work either.
That's unfortunate because the origin movie is always the most fun. That's the way it goes.
Gia started watching Fargo.
Oh, the TV show or the movie?
The TV show.
Have you seen the movie?
No.
Fucking great.
The movie's amazing. Maybe
I have. I always get it confused with something else, but you know,
the movie's so fucking dark.
Have you seen the TV show?
No, it's supposed to be really good, though.
It's fucking dark as hell.
People really like those first two seasons.
I'm Tim watching it, where like I'm working on a computer and she's watching on TV, so every once in a while I'll look over, usually doing sex scenes, of which there are a bunch in this. But yeah, that shit gets real dark real fast. And
some
fucked up shit.
We have a watch. I was saying it was between Valerian or The Hitman's Bodyguard this weekend, and I chose The Hitman's Bodyguard.
How was that?
It was okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Let me tell you, Valerian?
Yeah.
Also okay.
Really?
A lot of wasted potential. I went in a frowny face about this one. I was like, I don't want to see this, Jen. This isn't just like I did when she put on Across the Universe at fucking 1:30 in the morning.
How was that? I tried watching that the other day. I was like, nope.
I passed out in the middle of it. I came back into it. And it's just, it wasn't, I mean, it wasn't bad.
I always
want to music.
I watch Across the, I always start that movie, and then I think to myself, why don't I just watch Moulin Rouge?
Great.
Why did I just watch Moulin Rouge?
Speaking of that new Jackman flick?
Yeah.
The
Greatest Showman or whatever it is.
I'm the Carnival Man and I got some elephants.
That movie looks so like just like, we gotta win awards.
Yeah.
Like, let's make it a movie to win awards.
Fuck it, let's do it.
I think it's gonna be good. I think it's gonna lack the magic. It looks like a wannabe La La Land. It's not gonna do it.
Aren't the Ringling Brothers or whatever their names are?
Barnum and Bailey?
Yeah, weren't they like mean people?
Well, wasn't everybody back then?
Well, now Hugh Jackman and he's
they did it.
Your kid just died in the coal mine, all right? You're pissed off by something.
Yeah, they weren't mean so much.
Life expectancy 31.
Yeah, I think they didn't have the same regard for animal life that we do now.
But, like, also people, right? Like, the freak show was not a nice thing.
The preview made him look very nice to you.
Yeah,
the preview, they all, he gave them a home, Kevin.
Yeah.
Similar to how we've given you a home.
All right.
We've all given each other a home.
Anyways,
live somewhere
else. Let me tell you, I went in, no expectations other than this. I know this did poorly. I know it's a terrible name. I know I didn't love the Fifth Element. I know I don't like space that much.
You didn't love the Fifth Element?
Didn't love the Fifth Element. Overrated, as many things are.
Tim, stab him in the throat with a pen.
He doesn't have a pen.
All right.
It made with an iPhone, we could, you know what I mean?
It's too soft.
Too soft.
It's got too many soft.
Watch this flick. Starts off very strong. I'm into it. I'm enjoying myself. And then the longer it went, the more it lost its momentum. I also don't like the actors.
You don't like Cara Delevingne
like the actors?
And Dane DeHaan?
They just didn't have it going on.
They didn't have it going on. Yeah, there's no chemistry at all.
They're good. I like them as actors, right? He was a great Harry Osborn. She was a great... Well, I won't say that, but she was in Suicide Squad.
She was in Suicide Squad.
She was. Was she in Tantris?
You didn't think it was, you didn't think it was confusing? Like,
the movie?
Yeah. Who are these people? What are their, like, arrangement?
The Pearls?
No. Like, the two characters, like, they're
Space Marines. I'm going to do it, whatever.
I don't know. I felt like, I was like, I don't know what's happening here. Are they together? I've seen a lot of people say
it's exactly like the plot for that.
Moulin Rouge.
No, I was going to say, my brain's not working. Never mind. Go ahead.
Anyways, lost its momentum as it went. And I was like, all right, this could have been something. This could have been a contender, but it wasn't in the end. But I didn't hate it, which is something I you know, I didn't think I'd say. You know what else I saw?
Yeah.
I just got the cold fingers today.
Yeah, that's fine.
I saw that movie, The Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri.
Oh, how was that?
I'll tell you the same thing I tell everybody. This was one of those where there was two movies. Jen wanted to go see a movie. I'm like, yeah, I want to go see a movie at Alamo Drafthouse. It's fucking rad.
Fuck yeah.
She gave two options. I've heard good things about both movies.
Uh-huh.
The other was the new one. What's the... Lady Bird. And I was like, I've heard people like these movies. I don't know anything about them. She read the synopsises of them. And we're like, all right, let's go see the Missouri one. I get in there. The movie gets going. And I'm like, oh, this is a dark comedy. I don't do the dark comedy.
Right.
I don't... So I was just based on genre type alone, not my...
It's kind of based on a true story, though, right?
I don't know.
I think it is.
I mean,
when you start seeing this movie, you'll immediately see where reality breaks, and then no, it doesn't.
Well, she like shoots people and shit, right? Or like,
yeah, there's a lot of murder in this movie. It's like, oh, okay, great performances, beautifully shot, cool premise. Just I don't like the dark comedy, but I love Sam Rockwell. I love Woody Harrelson. If anybody knows Woody Harrelson, please tell him. I'm a big fan.
I liked James's idea where we just take out a couple billboards around town and tell people how much we love Woody Harrelson.
Yeah, that's a great
idea.
Or
we just do a billboard to Woody. Hey, Woody Harrelson, we really like you. Come on the podcast.
We leave out the come on the podcast. You know what I mean? Because it'll just inspire him to find us.
You think so?
He's not on Twitter.
That's unfortunate.
Well, he is, but he just hasn't used it since like January 2017. If you'll allow me to appropriate. Some would say misappropriate. Kind of funny funds.
Mm-hmm.
I would gladly get a billboard that just says, hey, Woody Harrelson, I'm a big fan of your work. Dash at Game Over Greggy.
I'm down. I think we should do this. I think you should find the biggest, you know, the one of those ones over by the 101?
Yeah.
Where it's usually like Google or Apple? I think we should, whenever they're done with the Apple one, what are they going to do?
Should we do it just in Los Angeles?
I think...
For better, more eyes on it.
Yeah.
How about we find out how much it costs?
It's going to cost a lot. But it only has to be up for one day.
It's going
to
be cheaper, I think, in Los Angeles than it's going to be up here. This is a brilliant idea. We just do it in the same red font. And then he's like, oh, you really like the movie? I'm like, nah, it wasn't my kind of movie, but I thought it was great.
No, actually, I haven't liked a movie that you've made in a really long time.
Oh, I also saw War for the Planet of the Apes.
Oh, that was good.
To get psyched up to play the Planet of the Apes game, which I fell asleep in, but I don't blame the game. I was really tired. That was a good movie, too, and he's great in that.
I'm telling you right now.
Woody fucking Harrelson, man.
Started on Cheers. You know what I mean? You look at this young comedic actor, this young boy.
So good.
And here he is.
Falls in love with What's-Her-Face. Bruce Willis' ex-wife.
Who's he in love
with?
Demi Moore. In Indecent Proposal?
Yeah.
Are you just saying that based on Indecent Proposal?
Isn't that also real life?
No, that wasn't real life. Bruce Willis actually was married to her. That was when they
Sorry, I got confused.
That's
I got
okay.
Confused.
That's okay.
Anyways, that was a good movie. Indecent
that was
Proposal.
A good movie. Yeah.
White Men Can't Jump.
Yep. Yep.
Zombieland.
Zombieland was great.
Yeah.
He did a lot of. He did a movie. Oh, God. It was another indie where he played
the teacher.
I forget what it was called, but it was a good movie.
Yeah, I know you're talking about it.
He was great.
Yeah, he was really good too.
I liked that a lot. So yeah, Woody Harrelson. Yeah, we should do this. Look into billboards.
The chat seems pretty split on billboards versus Lady Bird.
Oh, movie wise.
Whatever the movie.
Oh, the three.
It's better.
It's called the three. Yeah. The movie he were referring to is the three billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Yeah.
That's it.
Which. Yeah, I don't know if this is actually based on a true story or not.
There's no one in the chat
saying they like both of them.
Interesting.
Huh.
Well, we'll have to see them both. And see what happens.
Lady Bird, guys.
I'll see Lady Bird.
Fucking shut it all down.
It's supposed to be really good.
Shut it all down.
I'm a big
fan
of that Greta Gerwig. She was in a movie, God, I can't remember the name of it.
I like Greta Van Susteren.
Hold on, I gotta look this up. Yeah, there you go. She was in a movie that I really liked about millennials called 20th Century Woman? No, she wasn't 20th Century Woman. What the fuck was that movie called? Maybe it was 20th Century Woman. Oh, Mistress America, that's what it was called.
Mistress America.
Yeah, Mistress America. I really
that's
liked this.
That's a cool name.
It's a Noah Baumbach movie. And I thought, I was like, oh, this is going to be dumb. But the way it's written and the way they talk to each other, it's kind of a commentary on the the millennial generation, mm-hmm. and how they talk to each other is hilarious because not one character is actually really listening to the other person. They're just sort of talking at each other.
Yeah.
And at first you're annoyed by it, and then eventually you're like, oh, this is a commentary on society and where we're at right now.
Got it.
The characters are actually likable, so you get through it. Anyway, long story short, definitely check that out. Ladies and gentlemen, that's it for news. Let's go into tips real quick. A lot of you have seen fit to tip us, and I greatly appreciate that. First tip today comes from SkyGuy1291. It says, Tim, I'm looking to upgrade the TV, and I'm curious on your thoughts of OLED versus Samsung's QLED TVs. Have you had any burn-ins with your OLED TV? Also, if I go OLED, which LG model is best? Thanks. Jesus Christ, that's a lot to answer.
No, it's not. OLED is better than QLED, not even a question. Get LG.
What the hell is QLED?
It's Samsung's
same
bullshit.
For quality
it's,
LED?
No.
Hey, this whatever. Is quality.
Get LG.
Laser encryption.
Get either the B6, C6, or C7, C6. Doesn't matter. The 6 and 7 is just if it came out in 2016 or 2017. The B, C, E, and G series, it's all the same shit. They just have different accoutrements. And the B and C is really where it's at because E and G, they just add sound bars and like a couple $1,000s. You don't really need all that stuff.
Okay.
So B6 or C6, B7, C7.
Okay. I'm going to make you go through that again in about a year when I finally upgrade my TV.
Dude, everyone upgraded this weekend. There was a fan-fucking-tastic sale on the TVs I'm talking about.
Oh, were and there? So that was real, the $1,500?
No, it wasn't $1,500.
Oh, okay.
But so many motherfuckers have upgraded, and I'm happy for them to join the world
there you
of
go.
OLED.
I'll tell you, this is my first OLED device. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I do, in fact, own the iPhone X.
No more tiny phone.
Or as I like to call it, my phone's better than yours. Which is hilarious because I had to hand this to someone for the movie pass for movies because mm-hmm. I did the Fandango thing yeah. and they had to scan the QR and they're like, oh, is this the new iPhone? And I was like, yeah. They're like, I don't like it. And I was like, give me that back, you motherfucker.
You
know how long I waited for this fucking phone? You know how expensive this is? You tell me you don't like it? Suck it. Mr. Yasman300 has given us another tip and says, Nick, where do you stand on Martin Scorsese's Casino? Also, tell Amy Gills that I liked your tweet reply to my Thanksgiving tweet. Oh, that's very nice. I love Casino. I think it's a fun movie.
So good. All like 5 hours of it.
It's so long.
And it's two cassettes.
Fuck, it's long. Mr. Mario Not Bros says, hey, fellas, wanted to share some things going on in my life. I quit my job at Starbucks for a much better job at Apple. Got my first car, and I'm going strong with my girlfriend of 7 months.
Great news. Mario Not Bros. Doing good grown man things.
Mario Not Bros gives us another follow-up tip and says, why am I sharing this with you? Because I truly believe none of that would have happened in my life if it wasn't for you guys. You've built me into who I am today, and I'm incredibly thankful for it.
I'm going to take full credit.
I will take 2% of the credit for it. Tim can have 98% of the credit.
I'll take it. That sounds right.
You know, I'm just saying this. Good for you. Not a Kinda Funny fan has tipped us and says, busy at work and can't watch live, so decided to slip a 5 into the Kinda Funny G-string. Hope you all had a good holiday weekend. Hashtag Justice League was a good movie. No, we're not doing that hashtag. We're not doing it.
It's a long one.
It's a long hashtag. AJFry34 has given us 500 cheers. Just said, hey, cheers.
AJ Fry.
Brian McBrien says, Nick, I watched Bob Saget's 0-60 stand-up in the past weekend, and he really reminds me of you. You should totally check it out. I will. I will check that out.
Is that a new Bob Saget
stand-up? I don't know. I hope so.
I think there was something coming out.
I hope so.
I would love to see a new Bob Saget stand-up.
He's supposed to be super raunchy, so
really?
We'll see what happens. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude. He says that's awful awesome. Shit.
And our final tip for right now comes from WingFan191. Says, just wanted to say that I'll be expecting a 10% cut if you land that voiceover work on the next season of Rick and Morty. I bring people together through Lego games and Twitter.
I would lose my shit if
that
any of us got on there. It was hilarious.
Was fucking amazing. Can you give the people rundown of what happened last night?
With that? I don't even know. I just started, Greg started tweeting in all caps and I just added to the joke.
Because
I don't know
good.
Why. I have no idea what happens. I just like to vamp, you know what I mean? I go after things.
Well, but I mean, give context to what actually happened.
So we are voice actors in a game.
That's how you start. But yeah.
That's how, I mean, we need context.
Yeah.
It's Lego Marvel Heroes 2. What is it?
Lego Marvel Superheroes.
Superheroes 2. Thank you. It's a long title.
It is.
I play Spider-Ham. Many are saying that's the best voiceover work I've ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
In that you are.
I'm Throg.
You're Throg,
the frog,
which is the Thor Frog. Kevin, which one are you?
Tinker!
And then Greg is Howard the Duck, if mm-hmm. I'm not mistaken. They reached out to us a while back and said, hey, it'd be fun if you guys were these characters. We, of course, said yes. Because anytime anyone wants us to do real work, we go, that sounds great, cool, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And it's always very, very nice. So we did that, and people have been taking pictures of us in the game, like lined up all four of us in the game and saying like, this is awesome and yada, yada, yada. Someone tweeted that out and someone else said, wait, why are you tweeting out the picture of these four people? And Greg tweeted out because we're in the game.
And he did it in all caps.
No, that wasn't the first one. He said, we're in the game. Mm-hmm. And then I tweeted, it's the guy named Justin. I was like, Justin, it's us in the game. That's us. And then Greg replied with all caps. So you see me, Tim, and Nick, and Kevin are in it, not Joey, not Andy, and clarified that. And at that point, I'm like, oh, we're in shenanigans territory.
Yeah.
So let's keep this going. Mm-hmm. And then I replied with basically the exact same thing, but in all caps, letting him know that we were the voice actors in the game, but we're the bad ones. If there are other ones that are good, those are real voice actors. Mm-hmm. We're the other ones that are shitty. Yeah.
Wait,
do you know who that was?
Do you know who that is?
No idea who it was.
That's really?
The Rick and Morty creator.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so you just were just fucking...
Yeah, I go. Let me tell you one thing right now.
That is the most Nick Scarpino story of all time.
Cool Greg wants to get in the car with me, we get in the fucking car. That's all I'm saying. Cool Greg says, Nick, let's go slapping. I slap. I have no idea who it was. Zero. I knew it was someone noteworthy.
By halfway through the thread,
people were like, this is awesome. And generally when they say that, they're like, I'm like, okay, this is someone that I probably should know.
Yeah.
But no, didn't care.
You're the worst.
Am I the worst or am I the freest out of all of us?
No, he's the worst.
You see what I'm saying? Cool Greg is the night, I am the day. Together we make all day air day.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Damn, I like
all
that.
Day,
I like that a lot.
I'm all day, he's air day, okay?
Yeah.
So man. That really was the creator?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
So that really was
the fucking Cosby guy. House of Cosby's.
Oh, wow. I like that guy. He's really funny.
What's really cool, though, about the Lego Marvel Super Heroes thing is a lot of people have been tweeting me videos mm-hmm. of them playing through as us. And, dude, our shit's substantial. Like, each of us have, like, a 20-minute mission that's just our characters. It's pretty fucking cool.
Hmm. Interesting.
Check that shit out.
There you go. I'm proud of us.
I'm proud of us,
too. We did it. I hear that the voiceover, like, I showed it to my wife, and she gave me the best praise she possibly could. She goes, huh.
Yes!
And I was like, that's her way of saying, don't quit your day job. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go into the next section, which is called P.S. I Love This Best Friend XOXO. This is your opportunity to shout someone out in the community you feel is doing an awesome job as a human being. Today's shout out comes from someone named New, who is shouting out John Dyson. Is that how we say his last name? I've said it a bunch of times. It's Dyson, right? Dyson? Let's call him Joey Fatone Dyson.
It's Dyson.
Dyson.
It rhymes with the mustard.
Dijon.
Yeah.
And Dijon.
It's our boy New.
Dijon.
We know New. New's great.
My brother in the Windy City. This is long overdue, but I appreciate all the advice he has given me over the past couple of months and provided me a bit of respite. Nice use of respite. Good job on that one. During my cross-country trek to Seattle, he's the best partner to beat up bad guys in Streets of Rage with, and he took me to Portillo's for the first time. A true best friend, and I cannot wait to see him and his lovely partner, Tej, again. Much love. Go check out his Instagram, by the way, at john.dizon. He posts the gnarliest food and drinks in Chicago. Mm-hmm. That's really nice.
Shout out to him. I don't know if this was inspired by this, mm-hmm. or if it's just a fun little coincidence. He designed this shirt.
Yep. Yeah.
John.
Oh, okay, yes, thank you. Now I'm putting a face to a name, right? Yes.
Such a good shirt.
That's nice.
Fantastic shirt.
Yeah, I like that shirt. One day we should probably sell that shirt.
We probably should.
It's a really cool shirt.
Honestly, he's done a lot of shirts where we've been like, holy shit, we should, that's a good shirt.
He did a galaxy print shirt too, right?
He did. He's a fantastic
dude. Yeah, we gotta figure that out. So that's awesome. Thanks, John. Thanks, New. Thanks for everyone in the community for being awesome people and encouraging awesome people. Together, we will propagate awesomeness. Mm. That is the goal of Kinda Funny, is to propagate positivity and awesomeness. Just like we do every day here when we give away a game. There are four different ways to win and to get entered to win this game. A, you can be in the Twitch chat. Mm-hmm. B, you can be a subscriber. We've already gone over how, but you know what? I'm gonna remind you again, it's super easy. You get Amazon Prime, you get one free Twitch Prime subscription. Right now, stop, we'll give you 5 seconds. All you gotta do is link those two accounts and subscribe to this channel. You're automatically a subscriber. It's free. Amazon, taking those $1 bills out and just spreading that cheddar all over our G-string. That's the way it goes, okay? Ways 3 and 4, you go to patreon.com/kindoffunny or patreon.com/kindoffunnygames, either of those, and you subscribe to us for the $2 or above level, and guess what? You get early access to all our content. You get entered to win this giveaway. It's really just a great thing to do as a human being or as a pet. If you got a dog and he's got an extra $2 this month, take it. What the fuck's he gonna spend it on? He's not going to Starbucks.
Solid point.
Take those $2 away, put it in your pocket, give us the $2 or whatever, it doesn't matter. Ladies and gentlemen, today's giveaway is brought to you by our illustrious sponsor, Dollar Shave Club.
Dollar Shave, y'all.
Dollar Shave Club makes products for hair, face, skin, shower, everything you need.
Butt wipes.
But they do make the butt
they
wipes.
They made the Charlie's butt wipes. Big fan.
They got Tim looking and feeling amazing. You're a big fan of the Dollar Shave
Club. Yeah, you see me?
Largely because every time they ship us anything, you steal it.
I do. I do. It's using the product.
You could bring it here. You could spread it on the table. I could also spread my face in the Dr. Carver's shave
butter. Nick, I also steal it.
Everyone's stealing the Dr. Carver shave
it's
butter?
It's not stealing. It's just here, and then it's not. You know what I mean? Cool Greg, staying shaved. Thanks to Dollar Shave Club.
Cool Greg, you're looking good. Come over here. Get on camera.
He's so cool.
Let's take a look at you right now. Let's take a look at you. Cool Greg has many looks.
He's already uncomfortable.
Cool Greg has the boy band look, but now he's got the thug life
the
look.
Boy band look.
Oh, the boy. Oh, you need to shave. You gotta get. Tomorrow's shave. I want you to shave. This is a sponsorship all week. This is sacrilege.
We'll get an
Dollar
update.
Shave Club has sponsored us. The least all of us could have done was shave.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Cool Greg.
Cool Greg, you shave with Dollar Shave Club. You let us know how it goes.
Shave.
And it's all.
Dollar Shave Club is great. Now, here's the thing.
Why can't I read the thing?
For getting into Christmas time, yeah. Right? There's gifts. You can get gifts, people. This is the best thing you want to do, right?
Do I show
gift memberships, e-gift certificates. It's all you got to do.
I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
You don't need to read it, like, word for word.
I do. I thought that's what we were supposed to do.
No.
I like it.
That's not what we're supposed to do.
This whole time, I've just been reading the whole copy, which I thought was funny because sometimes it's redundant. But I'm like, I'm going to go deep into it.
Yeah, no, it's just notes.
Okay, well, they do have memberships and they have e-gift cards available for this holiday season. Definitely go check that out. I'm sure there's a promo code somewhere, but Tim skipped in front of me. DollarShaveClub.com/morning. That's DollarShaveClub.com/morning.
Start from the weed.
I mean, that's a sentence away from where I was before.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Don't interrupt me again
when I'm reading. Well, you just were going on for so long.
It's fun. Some people like it. We've arranged for you to try your first month of their best razor along with the travel size version of shave butter, body cleanser, and yes, even butt wipes. God damn, I love that word. Just for $5. After that, the replacement cartridges ship for just a few bucks a month. It's the DSC starter set. Get yours. For just $5 exclusively at DollarShaveClub.com/morning. That's DollarShaveClub.com/morning. Thank you for sponsoring this giveaway, Dollar Shave Club. And today's winner for the giveaway comes from the Kind of Funny Games Patreon. It is James Hardcastle.
James Hardcastle, what a name.
That is a name. I just watched Punisher. That reminds me of the Punisher. You have won Steep on the Xbox One. Congratulations.
Ooh.
You are the man, the myth, the legend. Kevin, let's make sure to message James and give him that code.
I don't handle it.
Who handles
Joey
that?
Ain't here.
Joey. Oh, Joey does
she
that.
She is in the chat, though.
Is Joey?
In the chat? Yeah, she is. I see her right here.
Joey, can you message James? His email's there, and send him that code.
I'm sure she's already done it.
We appreciate you. You're a champion in our hearts.
Yeah. Cool. Ladies and gentlemen, that's it for the giveaway. That's it for the news. Right now, we're going to go into the section we call the 3 and 3, where we get an opportunity to talk to three of you norms out there, and then three of the chosen few. Is this joke rotten? Is this joke completely the antithesis of everything I talked about propagating and promoting positivity? Yes. Does it make me laugh? The chosen few. Let's queue up your questions, comments, concerns, or compliments, and we'll read a few of them right now.
Zyger
never
says,
heard of him.
How long was the VO session for each of you guys for Lego Marvel Super Heroes 2?
Longer than others.
Mine was about an hour,
Mine was about an hour.
Greg's was about an hour.
Then there was Kevin.
How long was yours, Kev?
It's 4 hours.
4 hours.
4 hours. 4 hours.
Did Kevin have more lines than us? No, in fact, he had less.
Fewer. No, I didn't have fewer.
Yeah,
I had about the same.
No, you're a boss because you had a boss fight. You didn't even have a whole mission.
Here's the deal.
Because I looked through him.
Kevin, I've worked with Kevin.
Not an actor.
Almost 15 episodes of the animated series.
Mm-hmm.
Next one going live probably next week.
Yeah.
In December. It's going to be fucking
great.
The
final one.
It's spoilers. It may or may not introduce one Andy Cortez.
And?
What? Oh, and Cool Greg. Well, Cool Greg doesn't need an introduction. Here's the deal. Cool Greg, I just threw in there.
Well, you're right. Cool Greg doesn't have an introduction. Cool Greg's just there.
Cool Greg's just there, man. He's just popping out. He's there until he's not there. We're not going to spoil that stupid joke. But the thing about it is this. Kevin likes to get into his character. He likes to read the lines ahead of time. He likes to really practice them and do that. And then he gets them out, and he's awesome. It might take him a little longer, but I'll tell you this right now. Out of all the people that got compliments in the animated show, Kevin is by far number one.
It's because
everyone fucking loves Kevin.
There's a genuine hesitance to everything.
Yeah.
And it just comes off so funny.
It's perfect.
Like, it records so well because it's like, it always sounds like he's not quite sure of what he's saying, which is how he talks.
Which is fine.
Yeah. It's authentic.
Yeah. Totally fine.
I love it.
It took 4 hours because, like, I had rehearsed all the lines and I had, like, a way he was going to speak. And then as soon as we started, he was like, oh, no, we can't do that. You're making him too old. And I was like, oh.
Oh.
So then, like, the whole time, I was just tripping balls.
It happens.
The whole time.
I mean, I did the same thing. I was like, I'm going to do my high-pitched New Yorker voice.
No, you fucking nailed it, dude.
Well, no, but if he'd have told me, hey, you can't do that, I'd have been like, then he's just going to sound like this. I'm just going to talk like this. Hey, everyone, I'm Spider-Pig.
It was terrifying. When he said, like, oh, that's not going to work. We can't do him that old. I was just like, oh, but, like, he's an old man.
He is an old man.
Like, I've seen him now.
There he is. You nailed it, though. Mm-hmm. 4 hours later, we nailed it.
Also got paid the most.
There you go. AJ Cresso says, Nick, thoughts on Punisher so far? Just finished it this weekend and loved it. Great cast. I liked Punisher a lot. Looking forward to a second season. Thought the last... of course, Netflix always has a couple episodes in there. I'm like, you don't need these episodes. And the ending was a little antithetical. No, it was a little ridiculous compared to what he did the rest of the time.
Okay, that's not a word. Yeah, no, that works.
I guess.
Kind of. Was just I got what you're saying. I thought you were totally off.
The way it ends, you're just like, what the fuck? Really? Really? Like, all right, cool. I guess you're going to do that now, which is weird. Mm-hmm. Anyway. That boy Tommy says, one has to go. Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Bruce Willis, Chris Pratt, or Robert Downey Jr. I mean, at this point, Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
He's the only one not doing good work anymore.
He's done. In my heart.
Mr. YesMan300 says, Nick, when you have The Rock on GOG, will you convince him to bongo Kevin Hart in another movie? No, but I will convince him to bongo Kevin.
You will ask.
Because the Mia Khalifa Kevin bongoing was something special. Something very special.
M. Halima 1 says, Spider-Ham had a very Mark Wahlberg cadence to him.
Spider-Ham?
Yeah, you.
He did. Hey, it's Mark Wahlberg. Hey, I'm Spider-Ham. Hey. I would have done that voice had I been able to actually do it for an hour, but I was not. Let's go into subscriber-only mode.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, and then we're going to wrap this one up. This is a good one, Mac.
This was a good
one.
I feel good.
I feel fresh, unlike some Rotten Tomatoes movies. antithetical. It's a word, right? Isn't that a word? Am I crazy?
It's a word.
Yeah.
It's the opposite of what you would think it would be, right?
The way that you were describing it, that sounded like a very weird way to describe, but then when you kept talking, it was like, oh, that does make sense.
Right. It's antithetical to the way the character should have acted or had acted the rest of the entire time, which I thought was right. BSilver87 says, Shot in the Dark on Netflix, Nick. You should check it out. It's about film crews filming accidents and incidents and selling the footage to news outlets. I did see that, actually.
I haven't watched it.
I saw it pop up.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah.
Is it like Nightcrawler?
Probably not. We'll see. Trevor the Jones says, Hey, beautiful boys. In honor of therapy today, how's your mental health, dudes? Good.
I'm good.
I would say. I'm at an all-time high right now. Flying high. Got through the holidays. Didn't have any... emotional breakouts, was able to just be there for my wife and support her.
That's good.
And that was great.
There you go.
You got a little snippy at each other here and there, but that always happens when we're in a hotel room together for 5 days straight.
Oh, yeah?
And I usually get to that point and I recognize it's happening and I go, I'm gonna go for a walk. Mm. And I just go somewhere, sit at a Starbucks, read my new fucking, my phone's better than your phone, and call it a day.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You are the keeper of many things.
The keeper of many things.
Being better than other people's phones.
I'm the keeper of
one of them.
10 things. Okay. One, is The Departed a good movie? Two, whether or not Blade Runner 2049 is a good movie. Three, we leave open. Four is a spot for Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That's Jesus' spot. If Jesus wants to come in and hang out with us, he can. If not, boom. Five, is my phone better than your phone?
Definitively.
Definitively. Yes. At this point in my life, I can honestly say yes, my phone is better than your phone. Unless you're Tim, in which case my phone's equal to your phone. But does your phone have this cool background?
No.
I got a new phone too this weekend.
What'd you get?
Cool, Greg did get a new phone.
That's cool. That's a great phone.
My whole life's different.
It's huge. It is amazing. I will say this phone, and we're probably going to do a GOG topic about the iPhone X and whether or not it is all the trimmings of it, pros and cons. But it is a pretty massive upgrade from where I was at before.
Mm-hmm. Let's do one more.
Michael496 says, Nick, thoughts on Kevin Feige confirming characters exiting the MCU after Avengers 4? I haven't seen that.
I haven't seen that either.
Are there some? Link us to that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
What was the movie that Nick read that was similar to Nightcrawler, the one about selling footage to news outlets? It's called Shot in the Dark.
Shot in the Dark.
And I liked Nightcrawler a lot, so it better be better than that.
And that's it?
That's all. Actually, Acro86 brings up a good point. It says, shouldn't Jesus' spot be 7th? A-Rock86 says, shouldn't Jesus' spot be 7th?
No.
Jesus is wherever Jesus wants to go, but I'm not putting him 7th. You can put Jesus 7th in the fucking lineup? No. Jesus is either 3rd or he's back in cleanup. Runner. Do you see what I'm saying? They have priorities.
Seventh is the day of rest. He doesn't want to be working on that.
No, he's fucking chilling. He's chilling at Starbucks. Ladies and gentlemen, that is your morning show for November 27th. Thank you so much for joining us again. We are just rolling very quickly to the holidays as Andy just lazily walks in front of me to do what? What are you doing over there? Just get a little...
Just get his hands.
That's where the hands... Maybe we should consider putting the hand sanitizer someplace that doesn't require you to cross in front of me or behind me. Ladies and gentlemen, I love you. Tim, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you.
Cool, Greg, what's up?
Good show, dude.
All right, Andy. Stick around. Kind of Funny Games Daily. We'll be right back.